The big headline so far of Mitt Romney's overseas trip has been what appeared in the London Telegraph yesterday, a quote from an unnamed Romney advisor saying that President Obama doesn't understand or appreciate America's Anglo-Saxon heritage in a way that Mitt Romney would. Well, the Obama campaign pounced on that. Senior advisor David Axelrod called it stunningly offensive. Romney himself has distanced himself from the quote, saying he won't speak to just some kind of unnamed quote if no one is tied to that particular phrase, and the Romney campaign says the story is just not true, but the Telegraph stands by it. Overall, Romney this week has criticized President Obama for what he calls a national security crisis. That is, in the leaks that the Republicans have said have come from the White House. Even Dianne Feinstein, the California Democrat, says that she believes these leaks may be coming from the White House, something the White House denies. But as you guys pointed out, there's not a lot of difference in the policy positions of President Obama and Mitt Romney when it comes to foreign policy. Mitt Romney has said that in Afghanistan, he would allow the generals to have much more input in the decision about troop withdrawals. But other than that, there's not really a lot of distance there.
And Mitt Romney's speech was a fiery one when he accused the president of national security leaks. What kinds of information is he accusing the president of releasing?
Well, Greg, what Romney specifically mentioned in his speech to the VFW convention was the briefings that occurred here at the White House. After Osama bin Laden was killed, John Brennan, the president's Homeland Security advisor, gave a series of interviews and briefings in which he talked about the tense moments inside the Situation Room, the ability to watch it all in real time. And there's a book by the New York Times reporter David Sanger in which Secretary of Defense Bob Gates goes up to a senior White House official, the national security advisor, and says, "You guys ought to shut the blank up."
Yikes.
That's something that Mitt Romney quoted in his speech this week. No one's alleging that the Obama White House broke the law in revealing any secret information about the Osama bin Laden raid. In fact, there's a question as to whether the president himself, just by uttering something that's classified, that it's inherently becomes declassified, because there's no greater authority in the United States government than the president. If he were to take a secret information and make it unsecret, at that point it no longer is classified, and there's no harm there could be harm, but there's no question about the legality of that. The other things, the Stuxnet worm in Iran, the idea that we are engaged in cyber war with Iran, that was a story in the papers. Also, the secret drone war against terrorist targets in the Middle East. All these things have appeared in the papers and in books, and Republicans and even some prominent Democrats say that it's troubling.